a Child presents the Chicken Sisters, Miss Broiler, Miss Fryer, Miss Roaster.
Long before America had TV shows like Top Chef, Iron Chef, Hell's Kitchen, and entire gastronomical networks like the Food Channel, Julia Child pioneered the idea of cooking shows with the French chef. Child died in 2004, but the iconic chef, author, and TV show host who lived in Montecito for the final years of her life was a familiar face in the community. While she's gone, her legacy lives on, and part of it is being featured in a new book, France's a Feast, The Photographic Journey of Paul and Julia Child.
This is a visual extension of the memoir that Julia and I wrote, which was called My Life in France. That came out in 2006 and was the inspiration for half the film Julia and Julia, which came out in 2009. And one of the things we did for that memoir was we illustrated it with Paul's really evocative black and white pictures. He would take photographs every day, and he would never leave the house without a camera, maybe two or three around his neck, and just took pictures of everything from people on the streets to architectural details, and of course a lot of Julia, before Julia was Julia Child.
The book is the work of author Alex Prudhomme and photo editor Katie Pratt. Prudhomme is related to the Childs with Paul and Julia, his grand uncle and grand aunt.
They never had kids of their own. My sisters and my cousins and I were kind of surrogate grandchildren. We did a lot of cooking with them, with her in particular. He was the wine guy and the cocktail maker, but never had an official cooking lesson, really. We just learned by osmosis just standing next to her. And she made everybody wash the dishes and do this, you know, salad and set the table, and it just made it fun.
Prudhomme says the couple's story is amazing, but notes that most people don't know much about Paul.
This is really Paul's book. It's Paul's version of the story we told in Julia's memoir. And that means we talk about his biography, this very interesting life. He said, "If variety is the spice of life, then I've led a curry of a life." And it's true. He and my grandfather were twin brothers. They were brought up in Boston. Paul eventually became a teacher. He lived in France in the 20s, knew Ernest Hemingway and Gertrude Stein, became a gourmet and a wine expert before that was kind of trendy, and was an artist.
World War II brought them together. They both joined the Office of Strategic Services and were stationed in China.
He went to join the OSS, which was the precursor to the CIA. As an artist, his job was to create maps and charts. In the next office was this tall, 6'2" girl from Pasadena named Julia McWilliams, who had this fluty voice and was a great enthusiast, loved to eat, and they just hit it off.
They got married, and after the war, he was a diplomat stationed in Europe. The book uses photographs to tell the story of the couple's early years together in the late 1940s and early 1950s.
There are 225 photographs. Most of them have never been seen by the public before. They tell a visual story. They show you what France was like right after the Second World War. And they show you Julia in the process of becoming Julia Child.
Prudhomme says what happened next was remarkable.
He was the senior member of their relationship for the first half of it. He was the older man who tutored the young ingenue Julia on food and wine and culture and business and politics. And she was a sponge. She just loved it. In 61, they retired to Cambridge, Massachusetts. Paul did a remarkable thing. He stepped back and he pushed Julia forward and said, "Okay, now it's your turn."
And with her book, Mastering the Art of French Cooking, and her PBS television series, her career took off.
He steps back. Her book is published in October of 61. She does some pilot TV shows in 62. And in 63, she begins The French Chef. By 67, she's won an Emmy, a Peabody. She's been on the cover of Time magazine, and she's been to the White House. She was off to the races.
Prudhomme says he hopes the book helps people take away a taste of the incredible dynamics of the couple.
It's really a love story, and you see it in the photographs that he took of her and the things that she wrote about him, that they really relied on each other. They really needed each other.
France is a Feast, The Photographic Journey of Paul and Julia Child, is now out in bookstores and available online. In Thousand Oaks, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.